Because
the old people feel that they have more life experience than you.
And
so you are not in a position to teach them
anything.
But if you, being their closest ones, don't care about
them,
then probably nobody else will love them the same way you do. So you must be patient
有智慧,
and have wisdom.
在适当的时机里面,
and at the appropriate time,
神感动他,
God will move them.
而做儿女的, 如果你有改变, 是他很清楚看见, 因为他莫名其妙,
and if you, as their children, show very baffling signs of changes,
那他们心里会感到, 到底是什么原因, 他要找这个答案, 你有这个生命改好,
they're going to want to find out what caused you to change in such a good way.
And at
that time, God's name will be glorified.
基督在我们做罪人的时候,
in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
这罗马书第五章第八节的话, 请迟到的就马上坐下, 不要到前面来的, 不要妨碍别人。 等一下再安排别的事情好吗？但是约翰三章三十六节说，
Yet on the other hand, John chapter 3, 36 says,
不信子的人, 上帝的怒气常在他身上。
Those who don't believe in the Son, the wrath of God is always upon them.
上帝到底是爱罪人, 或者是恨罪人?
Does God love the sinner, or does God hate the sinner?
上帝从来没有恨人。
God never hates man.
上帝从来没有恨罪人。
God never hates sinners.
所以呢, 上帝是爱罪人, 恨恶罪恶。
God loves the sinner, but God hates sin.
那上帝最大的罪人, 还可能给他爱心, 要他悔改。
So the greatest sinners, God still loves and wants them to repent.
但是上帝不愿意接纳任何的罪恶。
But God will not accept any kind of sin.
所以当罪人在神的怒气之下的时候, 他是领受上帝的审判。
So a sinner is receiving the judgment of God, but he does not receive the abandonment of God. But if this man despises God,
定义不悔改,
and is adamant that he will not repent,
可能上帝会任凭他,
then God will allow him to go.
这罗马书第一章第二十六、二十八、三十节。
Three times in the book of Romans, chapter 1, this term is used.
罪人虽然应当受愤怒,
so even though the sinners should receive the wrath of God,
上帝的怒气常在他的身上,
and God's wrath is always upon him,
但是神还是爱他,
yet God still loves him.
好像你对你的孩子有时气得要命, 其实你还是爱他。
It's just like sometimes you get really mad at your kids even though you still fundamentally love them.
这打的时候你还是爱他。
And when you rebuke and you discipline them, you still love them.
那为什么要这打?
Why do you discipline them?
就因为爱所以需要这打。
Because you love them, you needed to punish them.
Why does Jesus have to go down into the hell before he was resurrected? 为什么耶稣复活以前需要下阴间呢? 耶稣是不是 十字架到复活那三天中间, 他是下到阴间呢?
Did Jesus descend into hell after his death and before his resurrection?
我们许多人都以为是这样。
A lot of us believe that that is so.
在希伯来的文学里面, 阴间是指与阳间相对的坟墓。
In the Hebrew, hell is the grave in comparison to the living realm. That is the place where dead people go.
那么耶稣是不是到那个那些阴魂所在灭亡的地狱的地方去呢?
Did Jesus go into hell where the perished soul lives?
永远在那里呢?
Did he stay there forever?
当然绝对不是的。
Of course not.
所以诗篇第十六篇说, 你不将你的圣子撇在阴间, 也不叫他见秀坏。
That's why Psalm 16 says, you have not allowed your Holy One in hell.
You not leave the soul of the righteous one in hell.
In hell.
也不叫他见了秀坏。
And you have not let me see decay.
To see the 这个叫做 corruption.
Corruption.
那这是什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
所以呢, 天主教的解释,
The Catholic interpretation,
耶稣基督死了以后,
after Jesus Christ died,
跑到阴间死人去的那个地方,
he went to hell where the dead people were.
可能那个地方分成两部门,
but that place is divided into two compartments.
一部门就是旧约里面得救的人去的地方,
the first place is where the Old Testament dead who have been saved, there they are.
第二部门就是旧约里面那些灭亡的人所去的地方。
And the other place is where in the Old Testament those who died but perished.
那么耶稣是到哪里呢?
And where did Jesus go?
耶稣是到义人去的那一部分。
Jesus went to where the righteous were.
去做什么呢?
What did he do?
做两件事。
To do two things.
第一件事就是向他们宣布 救恩已经成全了。
The first thing was to proclaim to them that the salvation has been accomplished.
这样他们在旧约里面一直等 那个救赎的日子现在已经来到了，他们还没有得到以前，已经先离开世界。
And that is that the what they have been looking forward to in their days have now come.
所以基督向他们宣布的时候，就是对他们说：“你们过去所盼望的，我已经替你现在成全了。”
So what Jesus is telling them is what you had looked forward to in the past. Today I have accomplished for you.
那么他们就得到安慰。
And so they are comforted.
虽然他们在旧约里面,
even though they're Old Testament people,
一生一世所盼望的, 所信仰的, 不是落空的,
yet all that they had looked for and believed in their whole lives have not been in vain.
这是宣布,
that's to proclaim.
第二,
second,
耶稣就把他们全部移动了,
and Jesus then removed them,
把他们搬到天上,
and moved them into heaven.
所以耶稣到阴间去是把这些阴间里面义人救出来, 把他们带到天堂, 给他们换一个新的 apartment.
So that Jesus took them out of hell, brought them and put them into a new apartment in heaven.
这是天主教的说法。
That is the Catholic view.
那么基督教里面呢, 路德会也接受这个理论。
And in the Protestant realm, the Lutherans accept this interpretation.
现在华人福音教会很多是莫名其妙，就以为不知道对不对, 就是使徒行前念着耶稣, 下一阴间第三年的复活，就是这样讲。
So a lot of Chinese churches don't know what is going on, and so they just repeat the Apostles' Creed.
所以这个跟彼得后书第三章19到21节有一些关系在。
This has something to do with 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 19.
有人甚至说呢，耶稣基督到死人地方去传福音，等于说呢，人死了还可以听到福音。
Some people even said that the fact that Jesus went to hell to preach to those who had died means that someone who have died can still listen and receive the gospel.
Have the opportunity to listen to the gospel. 这不是圣经的教训。
But that's not biblical teaching at all.
我们怎么明白这个下阴间的事情?
So how do we understand this?
原来使徒信经里面下阴间这几个字本来在第一世纪的信经里面是没有的。
In the Apostles' Creed, he descended into hell was originally not in the first century creed.
这句话是在第七世纪的 the Creed of Aquila 里面才出现的。
It came in the 7th century, the Creed of Aquila.
所以呢，以后呢，有的人就用这句就当做就是原来的。
And after that, we started treating the 7th century Creed as the original one.
圣经里面耶稣下阴间这个字不是用动词，是用形容词。
But in the Bible, when he descended,
不是 Bible, in the Creed,
in the Creed when he descended into hell, it is not a verb, but it is an adjective.
所以呢，这样的加尔文就说，耶稣基督不是真正下到阴间里面去。
So because of that, Calvin says that Jesus Christ did not really descend upon hell.
乃是形容他实实在在降卑到在十字架上卑微到一个地步，受了阴间所受应当有的刑罚。
But instead, it is to describe how lowly he had descended himself to the point where he was feeling the sense of being put into hell.
所以归正神学的相信,
so Reformed theology believes
基督在十字架上降卑到受了阴间同地狱的审判。
When Jesus Christ was on the earth, he was so humiliated to the point where he felt the judgment of hell.
当然这句话也有困难在里面。
Of course, that, there's also a problem with that view.
因为这使徒信经的字句的排列是 chronological, 是有时间性。
Because in the Apostles' Creed, all those creeds are chronologically set.
所以他钉在十字架上，他死了，他埋葬，
So he was nailed on the cross, then he died, and then he was buried, and then he had descended upon hell. If while he was on the cross, his suffering was as if he had descended into hell, then there are some chronological problems with that Greek.
这样呢，所以呢，有一些的改正宗的神学家、归正宗的神学家。 他们呢,
so there are some people in Reformed theology that is sympathetic to what the Lutherans believe.
那么耶稣基督呢，在挪亚时代对已经死的人传道，什么意思呢？
So when Jesus Christ preached to those who had died back in the times of Noah, how do you interpret that?
挪亚传道的时候,
and that is when Noah was preaching.
他是借着圣灵的能力传道。
He was preaching by the power of the Holy Spirit.
挪亚传道的时候,
so when Noah preached,
基督的灵透过他传道,
it was the Spirit of Christ preaching through him.
这样就等于呢,
and that, in other words, Noah was preaching the message of Christ.
给监狱里面的人听是什么意思呢?
So when he preached to those who are in prison, what does that mean?
那些在罪恶中间的人都是在监狱里面受拘禁的。
Because all those who are in sin is as if they are in prison.
所以就彼得后书第三章没有告诉我们死人还有听福音的机会。
Second Peter chapter 3 doesn't tell us that those who have died would still have the opportunity to listen to the gospel.
Would you please discuss the essence of the chosen versus non-chosen predestination, and it applies to salvation. In Romans 9, addressing this issue, 我们能不能解释关于蒙拣选的跟没有蒙拣选的有关于救恩的实施的这方面的事情呢？圣经告诉我们，恩典是出于神的主权。The
Bible tells us that grace comes from the sovereignty of God.
所以上帝要恩待谁就恩待谁。So
God will choose who the person to whom He will show His grace.
上帝要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
God will have mercy upon whom He wants to have mercy.
没有一个人可以说，上帝啊，你既然施恩给他，你不给我，你是不公平的。
No one can therefore say that, well, you were gracious to him, but you weren't gracious to me. You were therefore unfair.
因为恩典不是在上帝的公义的范围里面。
Because grace doesn't fall in the realm of God's righteousness.
如果我们敢提到公义，
if we talk about righteousness,
那全世界人下地狱就叫做公义。
Then the entire world, to be fair, should go to hell.
因为公义的意思就是罪有应当得的审判， 这叫做公义。
Because fairness means you get what you deserve.
所以如果我们得救，
so if we have been saved,
不是因为我们配得救，
it is not because we are worthy of being saved,
还是因为神开恩给我们，
but it is because God was merciful to us.
而神的恩典是出于神的主权，
and His mercy and grace comes out of His own sovereignty.
恩典与公义没有关系， 恩典跟主权有关系。
Grace has nothing to do with righteousness. Grace has everything to do with His sovereignty. So under the situation where the entire world is deserving of hell,
上帝还要拣选一些人， 这就是他的怜悯，
the fact that God still chooses a group of people to be saved, that shows His grace and His mercy.
你说我不赞成这样的事情。
You say, I totally disagree with this.
为什么做上帝要你赞成呢？
Why should God need your agreement?
你说我不赞成，我就不要信他。
You say, I don't agree with him, therefore I don't believe in him.
你不信他就证明你更是有罪的。
If you say, I don't want to believe in him, that just shows your sinfulness.
你没有一件 是上帝欠人的。
Because there is no such thing as God owing us anything.
我们犯罪的时候是我们亏欠上帝的。
We who have sinned have fallen short of God.
所以他要替我们还债， 替我们赦罪， 这是出于我们不配得的， 我们只能感谢他。
The fact that He forgives us of our sins and pays the price for us is something for which we are unworthy, and we should thank Him.
所以预定的道理是一个恩典的道理。
So predestination is a doctrine of grace.
每一个蒙预定的人都是不配蒙恩的。
Everyone who has been predestined to be saved are not worthy of His grace.
你只能感谢上帝。
You can only give thanks to God.
至于那些没有被预定得救的人怎么样呢？
Well, then you say, what about those not chosen?
他们灭亡不是因为没有被预定。
They perish not because they were not predestined.
他们灭亡是因为他们的罪.
They perish because of their sin.
所以呢，他们应当受审判，应当灭亡.
So they deserve to be judged. There's nothing else.
我想应该有一个特别的课程专讲这个事情.
I think there should be a special course on this issue.
那今天不能用太多时间解答这个问题.
But we cannot spend too much time today.
你们可以买一些书来看.
There are some books out there about this.
听说中国人很久以前说信的天地就是上帝, 这个说法是正确的吗?
I hear that in the ancient times, the Chinese believed in a heavenly emperor. That must be God. Is that true?
这个是正确的吗?
Is this correct?
在四书里面有一句话说, 你很骄奢之理, 所以祭上帝。 那意思就是说呢, 这从前中国人是祭,
In other words, there is an ancient book that writes that we should offer sacrifices to this emperor that is in heaven. So when the temple of heavenly heaven was built,
王朝的帝王, 他在北京也代替整个中国的百姓把祭物献给天上的上帝。
The emperor would, on behalf of the entire country, offer sacrifices to this heaven.
现在我问你一个问题,
so now let me ask you this question.
宇宙的主宰有几个?
How many lords are there in the universe?
啊, 有几个? 只有一个。
There is only one lord.
创造万有的上帝有几个?
How many creators are there?
只有一位上帝。
There's only one creator.
对的, 无论你称呼他是什么,
so regardless of what you call him,
你心里知道宇宙有位主宰, 那个上帝就是那真的上帝。
When in your heart you know that there is a master of this universe, then that is your God.
但我们是不是真正来到这位真上帝的面前向他敬拜呢?
But are we then able to come to the true God and worship him?
不一定的。
Not necessarily.
我们可能说敬拜的是那个上帝。
So maybe we're just worshipping some image of this God that is in our mind. So there is one God. If you believe in this one God, that is the God. But the God whom you come into contact with through your religion is merely an image, a shadow, not the real one.
在19世纪的时候,
in the 19th century,
德国 Tübingen School, Wellhausen, 还有这个 Christian Ferdinand Bauer, Adolf von Hanek, Hermann, 这些新派的神学家,
a lot of the German liberal theologians,
他们都相信宗教也是不例外,是进化的。
They also believed that religion was a matter of evolution. And so how did religion evolve?
是从精灵教、以神敬拜等等。
It is from spiritism, worshipping
animism,
worshipping spirits and things like that.
无同敬拜, totem.
And then to the totem worship. And then it evolved into a pantheism.
这个叫做polytheism.
And then polytheism then evolved into its highest form, and that's monotheism.
有一神论演进的最高峰的时候，就变成一神论的道德宗教。
And then monotheism further evolved into a religion of ethics.
The monotheistic ethical religion. 那这样说来，就是在摩西的时候，宗教已经演化到变成一神论的宗教。
In other words, by the time we got to Moses, all the religions had evolved into monotheism, one God.
到了先知书的时候。 以色列宗教已经演化的最高的地步是一神论的伦理性的宗教。
And by the time we got to the prophets, all of this had already evolved into a monotheistic moral ethical religion.
根据这种理论, 越古野的宗教, 越退后的, 越落后的部落的宗教, 一定是多神教, 或者是邪教, 或者是那个精灵的拜物宗教。
So according to this theory, the earlier the religion, the more primitive it is. It must be animism or polytheistic religions. But then, 20th century archaeology has found that the earliest religions are all monotheistic religions.
多神论是一神论的堕落。
So actually, polytheism is a corruption of monotheism.
这样说来。
So in this way,
人原先认识的上帝是一位的。
So originally, man understood God as one God.
后来宗教的堕落发展的结果就变成诸多的神。变成多神论的敬拜。
And as the, as this religion became corrupted, it became many gods.
商务书记在1940年的时候，曾经印一套的教科书，在这个初中三年级的里面有一个这样的字。
In the 1940s, the Chinese commercial press once printed a series of textbooks.
它的注脚里面讲一句话。
And in these textbooks, there was this, Footnote.
他们最古的中国人的中相信所拜的独一的上帝叫做耶不倒。
What the God that the emperor of heaven that the Chinese ancient Chinese believed in was called 耶不倒。
耶不倒，耶稣那个耶，不不那个宝，宝贝的宝。那么呢，这个跟呢这犹太宗教中的耶和华到底有什么关系
？So is this related to Jehovah in the Jewish religion? We don't know.
所以你看周朝的时候
，So when you go back to the Chao Dynasty，
看孔子的时候
，When you look at Confucius，
四书五经的时候
，When you read these ancient texts，
我们敬拜天 敬拜地
，We worship the heaven， we worship the earth，
敬拜上帝
，We worship the emperor above，
这就是最高最高的主宰。
This is the highest sovereign of them all.
到了宋朝成子的时候
By the time we come to the Song Dynasty,
他讲一句话
They said one thing.
按其形体而悦谓之天 According to the image.
According to the image, we
call it heaven.
We call this thing heaven.
按其主宰而悦谓之地
According to
the lordship.
According to the lordship, we call this earth.
You call it God.
Oh, we call it God.
上帝的地不是地球的地，所以按其形体而说呢是天，按照它的主宰性来说叫做上帝。虽有二也，其实两样是一样的东西。
According to the image, we call it heaven. According to sovereignty, we call him king. And those two are the same thing.
所以呢，我相信中国人从前知道有一位上帝。
So I believe that in the past, Chinese did believe in one God.
孔子也知道有一位上帝。
Confucius knew that there was one God.
所以他说：“子所弗者，天厌之，天厌之。”我如果做错了，上帝是不喜欢的。
So if I do something wrong, the heavens are not going to be happy with me.
而孟子也说呢：“天降大任以斯人也。”
Mencius said, "If heaven is about to give a big job to this person."
这个就是。上帝的意思。
This is the will of God.
又照到了张天师发福的时候。
And then when we come to
张天师
the Master Chang.
这个就是呢，老子写《道德经》以后一千年。
And it's 1,000 years after 老子 written 道德经。
就一个道教民间运动的异端产生出来。
There was a cult that came out of this Tao religion.
就拜鬼拜神仙。拜许多的假神
，They worship
宗教性的堕落
，They worship demons, they worship all kinds of things. This is a corruption of this religion.
上帝六天创造万物，所谓六天可以不可以解成是六个阶段或者六个时期呢
？God created the world in six days. Can we define each day as each stage or each era?
很可能要这样解释。
It is very possible we have to define a day as a stage or a period of time.
那个天不一定要解成二十四小时。
Because a day doesn't have to be defined as 24 hours.
圣经用日子这个字有很多的用法。
There are many ways in which the Bible uses the word day.
挪亚的日子。
The days of Noah.
就是挪亚活在世界上整个时期叫做挪亚日子。
Refers to the entire era in which Noah lived.
人子的日子。
Day of the Son of Man.
可以指耶稣在地上的那个时期。
It could mean the entire period in which Jesus stayed in this world.
也可以指耶稣要受难的那独特的一个日子。
It also could refer to that one day in which Jesus died.
好了，我们讲主的日子来了。
So when we say the day of the Lord has come,
那是末后的世代的意思。
That is the end times.
所以呢，这个日子有很多种解释。
So there's a lot of definitions for the word day.
有时候甚至一个日子可以改成一个很大的事情。
Sometimes a day can refer to a huge event.
所以圣经说呢，主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
So the Bible says. A day is 1,000 years to the Lord, and 1,000 years is a day to the Lord.
同样，受造的天使长，上帝为什么不给他救恩呢？
This angel who was also created, how come God did not give him salvation?
照你的想法，
according to your thought pattern,
上帝应当一律同等看待。
God should be fair and treat everybody the same way, right?
所造的都要平等。
So all creation should be worthy of equal treatment.
是吗？
Is that right?
如果一切都平等的话，
if everything is equal,
那么狗猫都讲广东话好不好啊？
How about if dogs and cats speak Cantonese?
牛猪都可以上读大学好不好啊？
How about if the pigs and the oxes go to college?
男人都也可以生孩子好不好啊？
How about if men give birth to kids?
如果什么都要照你想的同等，
So if everything has to be absolutely equal,
这个世界就很可怕。
Then this world is going to be upside down.
所以圣经说呢，热有热的荣光，夜有夜的荣光，星有星的荣光。
That's why the Bible says the day has the glory for the day, the moon has its glory, and the stars have their glory.
这样意思，这样呢，神造天使，神造人，神造动物，神造植物，神造死的物质，有神的主权这样安排。
So God creates the angels, God creates human beings, God creates animals, plants, inanimate objects. It's all out of God's sovereign arrangements.
那么人犯罪可以得救。
So when man sins, they can be saved.
为什么天使犯罪没有得救的可能？
Then how come when the angels sin, that they cannot be saved?
这句话是不是圣经的话？
Did the Bible say anything like that?
是。
Yes, it
is. 这个希伯来书第二章十五节告诉我。
In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 15,
上帝不救拔天使。
God does not save the angels.
他只有救拔亚伯拉罕的后代。
He only saves the descendants of Abraham.
所以人有得救的可能，天使没有得救的可能。
So it is possible for men to be saved, but impossible for angels to be saved.
是不是每一个人都有得救的可能？
Does everybody have the possibility of being saved?
不是。
No.
有人有机会听到，有的人连听到的机会都没有。
Some people have the opportunity to hear the word, and others don't even get the chance.
有人被生在耶稣拯救的救恩完成之后，有人被生在救恩成全之前。
Some people were born after Jesus had completed salvation, and others before that.
所以这样的每一个人所领受的恩典也不一样。
Therefore, in this way, not everybody received the same grace.
那么你说是不是只要是人，是不是人什么状况都可以得救呢？
So you ask, can man be saved regardless of the situation?
不是的。
Not necessarily.
当你还没有死，你接受救恩，你可以得救。
Before you die, and you receive God's salvation, then you're saved.
你死了以后，连听福音的机会、得救的可能也都没有。
But after you die, you lose all opportunities of even hearing the gospel.
所以从这些的细节里，你找到一个总原则。
So from all these details, you can find a general principle.
就是天使犯罪是在永恒状态里面犯的。所以他的罪的果效是永永远远就没有救恩了。
When angels sin, they sin in the context of eternity, and therefore their consequences.
当人犯罪的时候，是在暂时的状态中间犯的。
Yet, so when angels sin, the consequences.
Not a man.
Yeah, I'm following, finishing.
Okay.
When angels sin, their consequences is eternal. When men sin, they sin in a temporal time period.
We are sin in the temporal status. 我们在暂时的这个状态的位分中间犯罪，所以我们的罪就要在暂时的状态中间解决掉，就不必带到永恒中间去。
So if we sin in a temporary status, then our sin can be resolved in the same temporary status. We don't have to bring it into eternity.
而耶稣解决我们罪的办法，不是在永恒里面赦罪就结束了。
So the way Jesus resolves our sin is not just to forgive us in eternity and that's it.
他自己要来到暂时的状态中间，披戴一个暂时的肉身，在暂时的状态中间为我们受罪的审判，然后在暂时的状态中间使我们可以解决罪恶，接受他，免得我们把罪带到永恒的状态里面。
He came into this temporary status, took on a temporary body, and he paid the price so that our sin can be resolved in this temporary realm, and we don't have to bring the sin into eternity.
Yeah, yeah.
Secondly,
天使犯罪是直接向神犯。
When angels sin, they sin directly against God. And they sin without being tempted prior to their sinning. When man sinned, they sinned because they were tempted. So God takes note of the fact that we are but from the dust. So he gave us this opportunity to repent. Yet these angels exist in the eternal realm directly confronting God with their sin, and therefore they will In our flesh we were tempted, we sinned against God, and so God in his flesh came to save us so that our sins can be resolved. We don't have to bring the sin back to eternity. My husband never received the Lord because in the mainland they did not have the opportunity to hear the word, and he died before there was a chance to go to a meeting. Will I see him in heaven? You must love Christ more than your husband.
若有人爱丈夫,爱妻子,贵爱我的,
Jesus said that if you love husband or wife more than me, you are not worthy of being my disciple. This was a very hard saying of Jesus.
那么,
because your husband was a created creature.
耶稣基督是创造你,
Jesus says, the God who created you and your husband. So you do not become a Christian because of so-and-so. You became a Christian because you knew that Christ is the way, the life, and the truth. Nothing can come between the unity between us and God's truth. Second, you have certain feelings towards your husband, so you want to see him in the future. This is a very precious feeling. Yet your husband never believed in the Lord. Is it possible that he might have heard the gospel which you did not know about? It's possible.
有没有可能在他最痛苦的时候他求告主你不知道呢?
Is it possible that in his moment of pain he may have called upon the Lord which you didn't know about?
所以你不要太肯定太绝对化你的丈夫没有信主没有接受主没有认识主没有得救.
So don't be so sure that your husband never heard the word, never received, never believed, never received Jesus Christ.
可能神给他一个特别恩典,
maybe God has given him some special grace.
在他病的时候,
during his illness, someone may have said something to him.
在最痛苦的时候,
and in his moment of pain,
他求告上帝,
he may have called upon the Lord.
所以以后到天堂你找, 如果有,
so when you go to heaven, you find him, you give thanks to God.
如果没有,
if you don't find him, everything is clear anyway.
那么呢, 最要紧的,
most important thing is you have found the Lord.
卫理公会的创办人约翰卫斯理讲过一些话,
the founder of the Methodist Church, John Wesley, once said this.
他说当你到天上的时候,
he said, when you go to heaven, there will be three things that will shock you.
应该是三件事吓三跳,
three things will shock you three times.
第一件事,
the first thing,
你以为会来的怎么找不到?
You can't find the people you think would be there.
第二,
secondly,
你看到一些怎么可以来不能来的变成到了,
you find some people you never thought would be there.
第三,
third,
原来你才知道天上找不到一个卫理公会的会员,
and you're not going to find one Methodist church member in heaven.
这是卫理公会的创办人讲的。
Now, this is said by the founder of the Methodist Church.
很多人都莫名其妙问他了。
A lot of people were puzzled.
那卫理公会的会友不到天堂，我们是卫理公会，做礼拜做什么呢？
And they said, well, Methodists don't go to heaven. How come we're all Methodists?
他说你们以后上天堂，不是因为你是卫理公会的会员。
And he said, you go to heaven not because you are Methodists.
因为你是真心信耶稣基督的。
But it is because you truly believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 感谢上帝。 他借这灵程去传道，这个已经讲了。同样的，有个人呢，一个人写了好几张纸，每一张都是一个题目，所以好像是一题，其实是好几题。三、含、雅夫，请问挪亚三个孩子，中国人是哪一个孩子的子孙
？Noah had three sons: Shem, Ham, and
Japheth.
Which one is the ancestor of the Chinese?
中国人是三的子孙。
Chinese came from Shem.
你说怎么知道呢？
How do you know?
因为三也就是变成 Mongoloid的这个祖先。
Because Shem became the ancestor of the Mongoloids.
含就变成了 Negroid的祖先。
Ham became the ancestor of the Negroids.
雅夫就变成 Caucasoid的祖先。
Japheth became the ancestor of the Caucasoids.
从前把人种分成五种。
In the past, they separated the human race into five races.
后来人类学慢慢呢。
And then anthropologists gradually reduced them to three major races.
就是高加索人、尼格罗人，还有这一个呢，三族的后代有蒙古人种。
That is the Caucasoids, the Mongoloids, and the Negroids.
所以人，亚中国人就是三族。
So Chinese are the Mongoloids, and so we came from Shem.
印第安人呢？
And what about the Native Americans?
印第安人也是蒙古人。
Native Americans are Mongoloids.
怎么去的呢？
How did they arrive here?
从这个东北一直到这个西伯利亚，一直到堪察卡半岛，到这个最东的地方，然后呢就经过 Bering Sea 到阿拉斯加到美国来的。
They traveled through Central Asia to through the former Soviet Union and then across the Bering Sea into Alaska.
后来我想来想去，大概这个阿拉斯加的人。
And then I thought maybe Alaska was discovered by the Shanghainese.
上海人坐船坐船到了北方去。So
the Shanghainese, they take the boat up north.
后来看见他这个很像 Alaskanian， 所以叫做阿拉斯加。
When they see them, they say Alaskanian. They say Alaska.
怎么寻求上帝的旨意？
How do you find the will of God?
在等待的时间。
In the waiting period,
要做些什么？
What do I do in the waiting period?
有很多的选择。
Suppose I have many choices.
怎么决定？
How do I make decisions?
这个可能是很漂亮的女孩子。
This may be a very pretty girl.
平常不寻找上帝的旨意。
Pretty girls sometimes don't find the will of God.
现在要结婚了，就是问这个问题了。
Now it's come time to get married, and they start asking these questions.
追求她的男孩子好几个。
So there are several guys going after her.
所以很多选择，要选哪一个？
So there's a lot of choices. Which one should I choose?
很少基督徒问上帝的旨意。
Many, very few Christians ask, what is the will of God?
等到要结婚就问上帝的旨意。
And then when it's time to get married, they suddenly get interested in the will of God.
等到要找工作就问上帝的旨意。
When it's time to find a job, they say, what's God's will for me?
上帝如果真的要算账，他就最讨厌这样的人找上帝的旨意。
If God really wants to hold you accountable, he would hate this kind of what is the will of God type.
无事不登三宝殿。
You don't go to the government unless you have something you want.
等到事情来到了，积极求问上帝的旨意。
And then when you do have to get something approved, then you go to the government bureau for help.
我们怎么知道上帝的旨意呢？
So how do you know the will of God?
我为了解答这个问题，后来我讲了差不多12篇的信息。
In order to answer this question, I preached about 12 sermons on it.
有一本500多面的印尼文的书。
There is a book in Indonesian, 500-some pages.
如果你问我，我一个字一个念给你听，你还没有读完你就跑掉了。你根本不是要找上帝的旨意，你要找快快的答案。
You're just looking for a quick fix. You're not really interested in God's will. If I read that book to you, you'll be gone in a second.
加尔文说，
Calvin said,
除了上帝以外，
except for God,
没有任何事物比上帝的旨意更大。
There is nothing more important than the will of God.
Nothing is greater than the will of God except God himself. 因为上帝创造的旨意，一切的一切才存在。
Because God created then all these things
because come. The will of creation.
Because of the will of creation, then all of us exist.
因为上帝有救赎的旨意，才有教会的存在。
Because of his will of salvation, only then is there a church.
因为上帝有传道的旨意，才有这么多的传道人被上帝呼召。
Because of God's will of preaching, then there are so many preachers.
神的旨意大到一个地步。 是我们一生一世要尽心尽力去追求、去认识的。
God's will is so big that we have to commit our whole life to find and pursue His will.
神在创造界中间的旨意。
His will among the created realm,
包括了要人研究、发展、认识、造的奥秘，产生物理学和一切的知识。
Including our need to understand His physical creation, physics and all those sciences.
神在我们生命上的旨意。
God's will in our lives.
要我们每一个人个别体会爱上帝，去明白寻求他在里面为我们定的道路是什么。
So that we can love Him to understand what is the way in which He has set us to go.
所以保罗说：“你们的寻求、查验和为上帝善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。”
So you must find and test what is the wonderful, pleasing will of God.
The good will. 善良的, perfect will and the pleasing will 是陶冶上帝喜悦的事。所以呢，寻找上帝的旨意是一生的事情。
So finding the will of God is a lifelong thing.
不是要结婚的时候看哪一个，这个也漂亮，那个很聪明，这个会弹琴，那个会画图画，哪一个才是上帝的旨意？
It's not like you've got four choices. They all have different talents. Which one should I choose?
如果娶四个变成回教徒不好。
If I marry all four, I become a Muslim. That's not right. If I only marry one, then I'm limited to one kind of gift. So I must find the will of God.
我告诉你，把它简化来说,
so if you simplify the whole thing,
上帝的旨意就是,
God's will is,
上帝的心意,
is God's desire.
大家说, 一二三,
God's
上帝的旨意就是,
will is,
上帝的心意，那你怎么知道上帝的心意呢？
So then how do you know God's desire?
你要做上帝的知心。
Then you must be a good friend of God.
这样做上帝的知心。
How to become a good friend of God?
你常常跟他在一起。
So you must always be with him.
听他的话。
Listen to what he
明白他的心智。
Understand his desire.
了解他的原则。
Understand his principles.
所以一个人不要读圣经，就马上明白上帝的心意。 那是不可能的。
So for you not to read the Bible and immediately understand the will of God, that's impossible.
你贯穿全本圣经。
So if you read the entire scriptures,
你思想上帝为什么这样行，为什么那么做？ 有这些种原则归到你身上，你就知道什么叫上帝。
And you think, why did God do this? Why did God do that? And you understand the entire principle, then you figure out the will of God.
上帝的旨意才是圣经里面。
God's will is in the Bible.
你是属于我是这样。
So I randomly open the Bible, point at a certain verse and say, that's the will of God.
我是先祷告的,
and I also prayed about it.
主啊，求你显明你的旨意。
Lord, please reveal your will.
现在，奉耶稣的名，阿门。
Right here.
有一个人就用这样办法找上帝的旨意。
So someone tried to use this method to find the will of God.
找完了以后就一直。
And so he pointed.
那一节圣经说，犹大。 就去吊死了。
And the point says, the verse is, and Judas went out and hanged himself.
那个主啊，糟糕了，难道你真的我要吊死吗？
So he said, my goodness, you really want me to hang myself?
所以他主啊，对不起，刚才的不算了。
So he said, well, let's do a second round.
再一次。
So he does it again.
他找到路加福音第十章。
It goes to Luke chapter 10.
里面一句话说什么？
What does the verse say?
你也去照样行吧。
Do likewise.
吓死他了！难道上帝真的叫我自杀吗？
Does God really want me to hang myself?
如果你用这样的办法找上帝的旨意，
if you use this method to find the will of God,
你会更早死的。
Then you probably die in early death.
你不要笨。
So don't be so stupid.
在菲律宾有一些的基督徒，
in the Philippines there are some Christians.
他们每天灵修的时候，他祷告，就盼望有一节是上帝对他讲话。
Every morning when they read the Bible, they use this method, hoping that they find a verse that God's going to say to them.
结果有时候很快乐。
And sometimes they are happy, sometimes they make a lot of mistakes.
So this
man who was about to enter a race.
不禁。
So in the morning he opens the Bible.
后来他走的时候对我说,
and before he left he said to me,
今天上帝对我说,
God has told me that I'm going to come first in this race.
赛跑会第一名。
I'm going to be the winner of this race.
我就问他说,
so I asked him, on what basis do you know that?
不到一些圣经说, 你必快跑, 在高处, 如鹿一样的行走。
The Bible says, the Bible I read today was, you will run fast and you will ascend into the mountains like a deer. So he thought, I'm going to win today.
等他回来的时候,
after he came back,
我说你第几名?
I said, where did you end up?
没有名.
I said, I didn't even qualify.
你刚才不是对我说上帝告诉你第一名吗?
I said, didn't you tell me before the race that God said you would win?
他说如果不是上帝讲错就是我听错。
Either he said the wrong thing or I heard the wrong thing.
我说一定你听错,
said, of course, you must have heard the wrong thing. God doesn't make
我这一生的比别人更笨。
I'm dumber than most people in my life.
所以我许多事情不敢说是上帝的。
So I don't dare to say that these a lot of things is God's will.
很多事情我决定得很慢。
So I make very slow decisions about things.
我敢说,
but I dare say this.
当我决定以后,
after I have decided,
几乎没有一样事我后悔过。
I have not regretted my decision.
所以我有时候对我的学生说,
so sometimes I say to my students,
对我的孩子说,
to my children,
不要太急,
don't be too fast.
不要太过 self-overconfident.
Don't be overconfident.
你要依靠主。
You must rely on the Lord. It's like God has revealed to me. God has revealed to me.
我很怕这些人, 把他启示记录下来, 我们就多一本启示录。
I'm afraid that if they all write down what God has revealed to them, we're going to have a second book of Revelation.
所以不可以的。
So you cannot do that.
你要好好读圣经。
You must read the Bible well.
读出上帝的心意。
To read and discern the will of God.
还有一个人到我面前来。
Another guy came up to me.
他说感谢主。
He says, thanks be to God.
忘记写不可以赌博。
He forgot to write, thou shalt not gamble. So if I gamble, that's not against the Ten Commandments.
他问是我可以不可以赌博?
Can I gamble?
我说不可以。
I said, no, you cannot.
圣经没有讲你敢讲?
I said, the Bible doesn't say anything about gambling.
我说圣经很多事情没有讲。
I said, the Bible has not said a lot of things.
圣经没有说用刀刮你的身体是不可以的。
The Bible doesn't say that you should not use a knife and cut your arm apart.
那么你用刀刮刮身体没有违背圣经吗?
So if you take a knife and you cut yourself, mutilate yourself, this is not against the Bible, right?
你不可吊颈自杀,没有讲啊。
The Bible doesn't say that you shall not hang, die by hanging.
那么你要不要吊颈自杀?
Should you go and hang yourself?
当然是不一样的了。
He said, well, that's not the same thing.
那个会死的。
Well, you're going to die.
所以赌博不会死的吗?
So gambling is not going to kill you?
赌博是什么?
What is gambling?
是在桌子上游泳。
Gambling is swimming
对不对?
On the table.
就在桌上游泳。
Playing mahjong is like a...
抽烟是什么?
What's smoking?
把鼻子变成火箭。
Smoking is to,
对不对的, 像不像火箭?
It's to turn your nose into a rocket, right?
谁,
blow some
谁不必傻瓜?
So don't be stupid.
不要用圣经讲不讲。
Don't say, well, the Bible didn't say anything about it.
字句叫人死。
Because those things are going to kill you.
字句,
words can kill you.
只有经义叫人活。
But only
the true meaning
will save you.
基督徒有没有可能失去
Will the Christian lose the blessing of entering into the kingdom of heaven?
真基督徒已经在天国里了。
The true Christian is already in the kingdom of heaven.
Amen. 大家说,
Amen.
真基督徒,
the true Christian is already in the kingdom of heaven.
得救的人现在坐在天上。
Those who have been saved are sitting in heaven right now.
The saved Christian are now sitting on heaven. 你说圣经有讲吗?
You say that the Bible says.
有没有啊? 圣经有没有讲啊? 今天我在福州人的教会讲到讲这一节圣经。
Today I was preaching on this verse in the Fuzhou church.
我问你谁听过这一节没有?
I said, has anybody heard this before?
原来基督徒几十年没有一个人听过牧师讲那一节圣经。
So all these decades, they haven't heard one preacher preach on this verse.
We are now sitting on heaven.
On heaven.
We have been seated on heaven.
我们已经坐在天国里。
耶稣基督使我们得救以后，我们与他复活，与他一同坐在天上。
Jesus Christ has saved us. We have resurrected with him and are now seated with him in heaven.
什么时候啊？
When?
现在。
Now.
我们是属天的人。
We belong to heaven.
身体在地上，灵性在天上。
Our physical bodies are still in this world, but our spirits are in heaven.
怪不得基督徒受逼迫的时候他不害怕。
No wonder when Christians undergo persecution, they are not afraid.
逼迫我的人不过是有地位的人。
Because when those who are persecuting me is just in this world.
你爱地位吗？
Do you like your status?
你羡慕有地位吗？
Do you like to have a position in this world?
我告诉你，地位多高都是地位，我们有天位，你懂吗？
It doesn't matter how high you are in this world, you're still of this world. We have a heavenly position.
最低的天位比最高的地位更高。大家说，一二三，最低的天位比最高的地位更高。如果有个人说 I am general, I am president, 你告诉他 that's earthly position. Do you know? I have the heavenly position. 所以你有天位，他有地位。
You have a heavenly position, but he is only of an earthly position.
你说基督徒会不会不进天国呢？
Well, then can Christians not enter the kingdom of heaven?
你不进天国，你什么叫基督徒？
If you haven't entered the kingdom of heaven, how can you call yourself a Christian?
我是基督徒啊。
You say, well, I am a Christian.
我没有进天国啊。
But I haven't entered into the kingdom yet.
不是基督徒。
Then you are not a Christian.
你是基督教教徒，礼拜堂堂徒，某某教会会徒，某某宗派派徒，实实在在糊里糊涂。
You're just a church member. You are a member of a religious sect, but you're not a true Christian.
Member.Of a church building, member of religious society, the member of organization, but you are not the citizen of the kingdom of God. 明白吗？要把它分别出来。最后一题，昨晚有一位牧师会后表示，他误认归正学院及布道团注重神学理论的探讨，批评所有灵恩传道，未免偏了，请赐给予澄清好不好？
Last night, a pastor after the meeting said that he had misunderstood Reformed theology and this organization
and the evangelistic association. Insist on the importance of theology,
theological theory,
and the church, and criticize all kinds of charismatic movement.
This is too extreme. Can you clarify that?
如果你走这条路
Suppose you're walking this way.
我走这条路
And I'm walking that way.
看你，你偏了
And I'm walking and I look at you and I say, hey, you're going the wrong way.
你走那边，你偏了，你也看我偏了
And you're going this way. You look at me and say, hey, you're going the wrong way.
所以你不要说我偏，我不要说你偏。
So don't say that you're going the wrong way. I'm not going to say.
我们就看圣经讲什么
We should look at what the Bible says.
好不好啊？因为只有神的道才是正路。
Because only the God's word is the right path.
那么归正神学真正的意义是什么呢
？So what is the true meaning of Reformed theology?
你问他，拿得很辛苦。Yeah. 真正的意义是什么呢
？What is the real meaning?
就是 return to the Bible.
And that is to return to the Bible.
回到圣经那边。
Return to the Scripture.
那么为什么回到圣经呢？
Why do we return to the scripture?
圣经是许多书里面最重要的一本，是不是呢？
Is by the Bible just the most important book of all books?
或者圣经是许多书里面比较高的一本，是不是呢？
Or is the Bible a relatively higher level book?
不是的。
No.
Reformation 的时候。
During the Reformation.
它是 sola scriptura。
They said sola scriptura.
Sola scriptura 什么意思呢？
What does sola scriptura mean?
Only Bible.
It means only the Bible.
不是最高的。
It is not the highest.
不是比较好的。
It is not a better one.
唯有圣经。
But it is the only one.
唯有圣经什么意思呢？
Only the Bible. What does that mean?
圣经之外的不可以做权威。
Anything that is outside of the Bible cannot be an authority.
圣经之外不可以做基础。
Anything outside the Bible cannot be a foundation.
现在
so now,
如果有一个人说
suppose someone says,
我不要圣经的
I do not want the Bible.
我要昨天上帝梦里对我讲的
I want what God said to me in a dream last night.
那么你认为呢？ 他的梦跟圣经哪一个要紧呢？
So which one's more important, his dream or the Bible?
回答，圣经要紧，对不对呢？
The Bible is more important.
不是。
No.
唯独圣经才是真理。
Because only the Bible is the truth.
梦是不可以当作真理。
You cannot treat the dream as the truth.
所以灵恩派犯这个毛病。
So that's the problem that charismatics run into.
God told me.
神告诉我。
I feel.
我感觉。
I dream.
我认为
Holy Spirit speaks to me.
圣灵对我说，
那这些都是圣经之外的，试试看摇动基督教权威的。
These are all sources of authority that is external to the Bible.
所以你一定要回到圣经。
So you must return to the Bible.
但是你说那些人很热心呐、啊。
But you say, well, these guys are fired up.
那个运动很好啊。
It's a fired up movement.
那你是从现象来看。
Then you're just looking at this movement from a phenomenon.
是我们一定要从总原则来处理。
But instead, we should look at the general principle of it all.
这从前美国有个人叫做 Jimmy Swaggart。
Before, in the past, there was an American called Jimmy Swaggart.
这个人非常有恩赐的。
So this man was an extremely gifted man.
他可以一面讲到，一边唱歌，一边弹琴，一面拿来打去，整个microphone给他拉来拉去的。
He can be preaching and singing and playing the piano and moving the microphone around at the same time.
但他的讲道里面常常有 God told me, God told me, God told me.
But oftentimes in his messages,He oftentimes said, God told me, God told me.
所以给人一个印象。
So he gave the impression.
好像他是最靠近上帝的基督徒。
As if he is the Christian closest to God.
我们听不见的话上帝都告诉他。
What we are unable to hear, God has told him.
所以他就把秘密漏给我们听。
And he is now sort of relaying what he's heard from God to us.
人家看得很尊重。
So a lot of people respected him.
看得很属灵。
Thought that he was very spiritual.
有一天呢。
One day,
他开除了他的一个牧师。
One day he fired one of his pastors.
那个牧师呢，心里很气他。
And this pastor was very upset at him.
所以开始注意他的行踪。
And so he started to track his movements.
有一天，他们这个牧师呢，带着一个录音机。
So one day this pastor brought it with it along a cassette recorder.
录这个吉米·苏瓦甘的生活到底是什么
？To record what.His personal life is all about.
后来，这个 Jimmy Swagger 汽车开到一个妓女院的面前。
And this Jimmy Swagger's car stopped in front of a brothel.
就跑到一个妓女的房间里面。
He walked into a room with a prostitute.
出来了以后呢
？After he came out,
他先把他的轮子 flat tire，
first
给他漏风。
First, this pastor.Let the air out of his tires.
所以他出来的时候开不动了。
So Swagger came out. He couldn't get going.
他才跑进去。
Then he went back in.
向他们借帮忙。
Asked them to help them.
拿出那个灌风器。
So he took out this jack.
他把全部把它录下来。
And so the and all this whole thing was recorded.
然后把这些东西呢就寄到这个在这个 Colorado Spring。的那个 Assembly of God 的总部。
And he mailed this recording to the headquarters of Assemblies of God in Colorado Springs.
那怎么办呢？
And what happened?
总部就请 Jimmy Swaggart 回来。
So the headquarters invited Jimmy Swaggart over.
你有没有找不好的女人？
Did you pick up a prostitute? No.
你曾经到过什么地方？没有这个事。
Did you go to this place? No such
thing. 这是人家破坏我。
This is all a conspiracy.
他完全否认。
He denied them all.
否认完了以后呢？
After he denied them all,
请你进到这个房间。
They invited him to a room.
坐下来。
He sat down.
就把他播出来。
And they played the recording.
播完了以后呢？
After the recording.
那是不是你？
Is that you?
你有没有去？
Did you go?
他承认。
He confessed.
认罪不是证据给人抓到。不得不承认叫做认罪。
Confession is not something that you had to do after they've caught you.
认罪是在神面前救自己得罪上帝求主赦免坦白求赦免那个叫做认罪。
Confession is before the presence of God truly to ask for his forgiveness. That's confession.
所以总部就停他两年不可以讲道。
So the headquarters asked him not to preach for 2 years.
那怎么办呢？
What do you do?
他很难过。
He was very sad.
他照样去讲道的时候。
So when he continued to preach,
就在大众面前痛哭流泪说：“我犯罪了。”
And so he confessed with tears to the entire congregation, "I have sinned."
有很多人跟着他一同哭。
And a lot of people cried with him.
因为大卫也曾经犯罪嘛。
Because David once also sinned, right?
但是不同的地方在哪里?
So what's the difference?
如果人没有把他录起来，他是不承认他犯罪的。
If he had not had these things recorded, he would never have confessed it.
而且他自己说我没有罪，等看到才不得不认罪的。
Even he denied it to the end until they showed him the evidence.
所以呢，我告诉你。
So let me tell you this.
我们不要把人把他规划到一个太过神圣的地步。
Let us not put someone on a pedestal to the point deity.
特别是那些说上帝对我说，上帝启示我，这些人很可怕。
Especially those people who say, God told me, God revealed to me.
传道人的责任就是把人带回圣经。
The responsibility of a preacher is to bring people back to the Bible.
Amen. Amen. 所以如果有一些超越圣经的， 我们批判它是应该的，而且是必要的。If
there's anything that is preached that is outside of the Bible, then we should criticize it. We should necessarily do so. We have to do it.
第三波的创办人就是叫 John Wimber.
The founder of Vineyard.
这个 John Wimber. 这个人呢，他说呢，要有 power evangelism.
This man said that we must do power evangelism.
Yeah, power ministry.
We must have power ministry. Because only when we have that, then we'll know that this anointing of the Holy Spirit is here.
圣灵的能力是什么呢?
And what is the power of the Spirit?
有医病的能力,
healing.
有新生气的能力,
miracles.
其实如果你看, 使徒行传第一章第八节,
but if you look at Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8,
等到圣灵降临在你们身上,
when the Holy Spirit descended upon you, you will receive power.
从耶路撒冷这个地基做我的见证,
power to be my witnesses from Jerusalem all the way to the ends of the world.
所以很清楚, 圣经讲的是做见证的能力。
So it's very clear that the power of the Spirit is the power to be a witness.
不可以把圣灵能力
We should not constrain the power of the Spirit only on miracles alone. Because this kind of constraint
would
cause us to misunderstand that anybody who does not have the power of healing is not filled with the Holy Spirit. But the Bible tells us, John the Baptist never performed even one miracle.
那么他有没有圣灵啊?
Does he have the Spirit?
有没有圣灵啊?
Does he have the Spirit?
他是从母腹里面就被圣灵充满的人。
He was filled with the Spirit while he was still in the womb of his mother.
所以有一些人以为没有讲灵恩，没有讲方言，就没有圣灵。
So some people say, unless you can speak in tongues, only then can you say, if you didn't fall down, then you don't have the Spirit.
没有新生机,
you did not perform miracles, you don't have the
Spirit. 其实圣经从来没有一次使徒给人家吹气叫人倒下来的。
There is not one instance in the Bible where the apostles breathe into somebody and cause them to collapse.
没有的。
No such thing.
彼得没有这样做过。
Peter didn't do it.
保罗没有这样做过。
Paul didn't do it.
你们受圣灵没有这样做。
It didn't say, I received the Holy Spirit.
谁这样做啊?
Who did that?
谁?
Who did that?
耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为基督是赐圣灵的上帝。
Because Jesus Christ is the God who gives the Spirit.
圣父吹气, 创造有灵的活人。
The Father breathed and created a living being.
圣子吹气, 是教会领受所应许的圣灵。
And the Son breathed so that the church can receive the Holy Spirit.
彼得不可以的。
Peter could not do that.
保罗不可以的。
Paul could not do that.
圣父, 圣子, 圣灵, 这是三位一体上帝的工作。
Only the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, three in one can do this.
圣父吹气的时候,
when the Father breathed,
有被造的灵在人心中,
then the Spirit was
the created Spirit
is given to man.
当圣子吹气的时候,
when the Son breathed,
有父子的灵在教会中间,
the Spirit of the Father and the Son in the
church.
That's it.
所以所有的使徒都没有向人吹气受圣灵。
None of the apostles breathed so that others can receive the Spirit.
当你们美国人看 Benny Hinn, 人就倒下,哇,你说圣灵来,那是冒犯,你懂吗?
But if you watch Benny Hinn, and he goes, when people fall down, That is offending the spirit.
That is non-Christian, non-biblical.
That is non-Christian, non-biblical.
不是圣经的教训.
It's not what the Bible teaches.
这里的唐牧师又批评人了.
So, well, there you go again, criticizing everybody.
那你的意思，谁做牧师的？ 好好好，都好， 都是对， 错的也是对， 对的也是对， 那叫神经病， 告诉你。
So your impression of pastors, yes, it says everyone's right, you're right, wrong is right, right is right. That's not true.
圣经说,
the Bible says,
要为一次交付圣徒的真道,
is to you must fight for the truth.
那今天为什么很多教会走灵恩派的路线呢？
Then why are so many churches going in the direction of charismatics? Because they keep working, nothing happens. They keep sharing the gospel, nobody comes. So a lot of pastors say, well, what is this quick way to grow the church? It's as if you go the way of the charismatics, then the church will grow. So now you form a form of superstition. It doesn't matter whether it is biblical or not.
只要教会会进步,
as long as the church is growing, I'm happy.
你说这有比这个更大的悲哀吗？
Is there something more tragic than this?
所以一定要批判。
So we must criticize.
不对的一定要说不对。
Those who are that which is wrong, we say it's wrong.
不过你敢说这个不对。
If you dare to say this is wrong,
你自己研究圣经很透彻。 很正确,
then you better be really well versed in the Bible before you can say something's wrong. When I hold theological seminars,
真正的意义,
the true meaning,
就是辨明真理,
the true intent is to discern the truth,
建立信仰,
and to build the faith,
分辨教义,
to discern between doctrines,
给教会打根基,
so that the church can be firmly established.
Amen. 这几天你听了这些道理,
what you have heard these few days,
你就知道怎样建立在真正基督论上面的信仰了。
Then you will know how to establish your faith upon Christology.
什么严谨地知道上帝的道的原则是什么。
Then you will know rigorously what is the principle of the Word of God.
千万不要以所有上台的都是上帝的仆人，所讲的都是上帝的道，不是。
Don't mistakenly think that anybody who stands behind a pulpit is God's friend and preaching God's Word.
No. 奥古斯丁说,
Augustine once said,
如果你发现我所讲的不合圣经,
if you find what I preach is not biblical,
请你离开我,
please leave me.
回到上帝的话呢,
leave me and go back to God's word.
今天教会需要有这样的人,
today, the church needs people like that.
这样勇敢的人,
people who are courageous like
这样认真的人,
that. People who are serious as him.
这样真正休息的人,
people who truly want to learn.
来建立,
to establish a Christian faith.
好, 我们就解答问题到这个地方,
we will stop right here.
所以已经交流的问题都已经答完了。
We have responded to all the questions that have been handed up here.
感谢上帝。
We thank God.
还有一些没有交来的已经在林博士手里的拿给我, 我再解答一下。
There's still a few more questions.
好了, 不要再写了, 如果还有人再写, 你就自己写自己答好了, 因为再答下去就是 20个钟头也答不完，又一大堆来了。那我们今天不要讲到了，要不要讲到？或者要听问题解答？两个都要，贪心，<笑>两个都要。那我抽几题好了。你们呢？刚才三点的时候只有不到20个人来，所以你放。
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. You are all late.
啊, 所以呢，你要答多，但是时间又不要来。
You want your question answered, but you don't bother to show up.
你们真是欺负上帝的仆人。
You are unfair to us.
我很忙嘛, 我没有时间嘛, 你想我很多时间啊。
You say, I'm busy, I don't have all the time in the world. We're busy too.
我的教会2000多人。
We have 2,000 people in our church.
我撇下来这里只有对一两个人讲话。
I left them to come here to preach to you, a couple hundred people.
我有时间啊。
I have time.
你很多事情, 我没有事情。
As if I have nothing to do.
你们没有良心。 所以如果神给，现在纽约华人教会一片散差，三头主义，有的教会争权夺利，有的教会牧师做王，有的教会用传福音的名来为自己图名利，这是一种怎么罪？怎么样解决？把它定时的价，你做牧师就好了。我们会满意这个，不满意这个教会，不满意那个教会。
The question is, the New York churches is a big mess, and all kinds of problems in there. What kind of sin is that?
真的让你去做会更好吗? 也不一定.
Do you think you're going to do a better job?
所以我也不要替他讲,
so I'm not going to speak on their behalf, nor will I speak on your behalf.
30年前,
30 years ago,
有人问这样的问题,
someone asked the same question. Later he became a preacher. Today he is one of these kinds of pastors. So I don't know what's going to happen to you. I'm a little scared for you, that's all.
为什么会这样,
why is the church a mess? I don't know. But the Heavenly Father is so well temperamented. So that's Fukinese, and I don't know what he's saying.
Our father is very well tempered.
Yeah, since our father has a very good temper,
求主可怜我们,
may God have mercy on us.
这一次我们问几个教会,
so do we ask these churches, well, we don't know what you're doing.
我已经寄给他们了,
but Reverend David Chen said, I mailed the announcements to them. They didn't want to announce it. They didn't want to post it.
所有来的时候丢在垃圾,
so they got the mail, they got our seminar in the mail, and they wasted a lot of money.
这是为了归正学院,
so to do a reform seminary, every time we put an ad, cost us $10,000. So if we get 100 students, just to cover the ad fee, you should pay $100 a person.
我住也自己付, 我车也自己付, 别的我不管, 这样简单啊。
Is it that simple? I just come pay the tuition and room and board? No.
一整年的费用,
a whole year's expense.
要有联络的人,
we need contact people.
要寄信给几千个教会,
we need to mail to thousands of churches.
那邮票不必钱的,
you think U.S. Postal Service is free?
那些器材不必钱的,
our equipment is all free?
工作人的时间不必钱的,
is our time worthless?
每年有4个布道会,
every year we do 4 evangelistic crusades.
单单联络各地的路费、机票、住旅馆就差不多2万块.
Just the logistics alone cost us $20,000.
那等到六七月份来的时候,
and then June, July come along,
一个布道会,
one evangelistic,
三个晚上,
3 nights,
有时候一个晚上奉献2000块.
Sometimes one night we get $2,000.
三个晚上6000块.
And 3 nights we get $6,000.
租金用一半去了,
and half of it's already gone to rent.
广告费,
and the ad used the rest.
所以结果整年的联络会不知道从哪里,
so where are we going to cover the logistical fees?
还不必讲我们的机票,
never mind our plane tickets.
如果这样呢, 我告诉你, 我连1块钱都不能让我的孩子读书,
if that's the case, then I will not even have $1 to send my kid to college.
所以神的工作是不容易做,
so God's work is difficult to do.
硬的半死,
we print everything, mail it to all the churches, and we just throw it away.
So
how do you do the work of God? I don't know.
我只知道绝对不妥协,
but I do know that we do not compromise.
绝对不灰心,
we will not be despaired.
你人少,
if you are a few of you, I will preach louder.
我如果看你人少, 我也少, 我不是领袖,
if I respond to you, I'm not a leader, I'm just your tail.
这一生,
so my whole life,
从困难找出一条路出来,
we try to find a path out of difficulty.
从万粒的沙中间找一粒金刚钻出来,
from all the sands we find a diamond in the rough.
听过我讲道的人超过1600万人,
more than 10 million,
60
million people.
我盼望我死以后,
so I hope that after I die,
最少有1-2百个很有能力的传道人,
there will be 100 or 200 powerful preachers out of this group,
继续做我的工作,
to continue the work.
这是神所许愿,
this is God pleasing to God.
所以有一些话的语重心长, 到要等有一天你心里有共鸣的时候你才知道要怎么样做下去。
So all the things I say, you will not really understand until one day it hits you.
什么是 conviction?
What is conviction?
怎样 分别 conviction 是自己片面的看法。
How do you discern true conviction from just your own viewpoint?
Do you say on the Friday night that is a relationship between faith and conviction? So what is the relationship? 那到底呢, 信仰跟信念有什么关系?
What is the difference between faith and conviction.
If your faith is based on the word and the promise and the guidance of God Himself,
如果你的信念是根据神的真理，神的引导,
now you are in His good hand.
那你就在他的手里,
and His might is on you.
他的大能就在你的身上,
His guidance is now guiding you.
他的领导就在领导,
so you now be convicted that you are used by Him.
所以你就有一个信念,
that's the conviction and the confidence as a result of true faith in Him.
所以因为你对他有真的信心,
but you, if you are not basing your faith on His promise and His word,
但如果你的信仰不是根据他的应许和他的话的话,
you just have your confidence derived your own conviction to your existence.
你只是凭着你对你自己的信心, 你自己存在的话,
that is very dangerous.
那就是很危险的一件事情。
You should discern, you should differentiate.
你应该分辨这两件事情。
约翰福音中文翻译太初，放自己翻译起初。 英文都是 beginning, 请你解释其中的意思。
In the Chinese Bible, in the book of John, in the beginning, talks, it means the ultimate beginning.
No,
no.
你的意思, the beginning in John and in Genesis, originally same thing. So how do you discern? 我相信呢, 这个 the beginning of this world and the beginning before this world was created must be different.
所以这个两个起，一个起初，一个太初是两回事。所以呢,
神本身是万有之先的。
God existed prior to everything.
把翻译成太初是很好的翻译。
So to interpret, to translate that word in the Chinese, 太初 is the way to bring that meaning into.
祷告了，出生不出生有什么不同？
What's the difference between praying out loud and not praying out loud?
最大的不同,
the big difference.
你出生的时候,
when you're praying out loud, people know that you haven't fallen asleep.
你不出生的时候,
if you are praying silently, nobody knows whether you're really praying or you're just asleep.
你的上帝听不听不出声的祷告?
So, does God listen to a silent prayer?
当然的,
of course he does.
如果一定要出声的祷告, 上帝在听, 哑巴的祷告, 一定上帝不接受。
If God only listens to a loud prayer, then what happens to the prayer of the deaf mute?
那么是不是每一次都要出声呢?
So, now, do you have to pray out loud every time?
不是的,
no.
有时候呢,
sometimes,
此时无声胜有声,
it is better to be quiet than to be loud.
所以不要把它硬性,
so don't absolutize these things.
祷告这样可以不可以?
Should I pray like this?
可以,
yes.
祷告这样可以不可以?
Should I pray like that?
可以,
yes.
祷告这样可以不可以?
Should I pray like that?
可以,
yes.
祷告这样可以不可以?
How about this?
可以,
yes.
祷告这样可以不可以?
Can I pray like that?
可以不可以?
Can you?
不可以吗?
No, yes.
如果你掉到井子, 井里面, 你这样可以不可以祷告啊?
If you've fallen into a well and you're trying to keep yourself up, you can pray.
掉到井里, 主耶稣啊, 你祷告是这样, 上帝照样听,
God will listen to you while as you're falling.
所以形式, 声音不是重要,
so the form and the audio level is not
important. 为什么唐牧师要我们开声祷告呢?
Why does Reverend Tom want us to pray out loud?
为什么要开声祷告呢?
Why do we pray out loud?
因为你开声祷告的时候,
because when you pray out loud,
你就要好好想怎么祷告,
then you have to think clearly what you're going to say.
Okay, 你就不听别人祷告,
you don't listen to what others are praying.
你自己祷告,
it becomes your prayer.
开声祷告是宋尚杰提倡开始的。
Open your praying out loud was originated by John Sung.
那是1928年,
1928.
为什么呢?
Why?
一个一个轮,
he said, if you wait for everybody to take turns praying out
to
loud,
learn prayer,
to learn prayer aloud, it's going to take 5 hours for everybody to pray.
如果2000个人, 四个钟头也没有办法,
if you have 2,000 people in the congregation, it's going to take 10 hours.
最好的办法,
so the best way,
就是把祷告四将讲出来, 大家祷告, 大家祷告, 讲十分钟里面, 大家都为好几件事情祷告。
And so we'll just relay the prayer items, one item everyone pray, one item everyone pray, in 10 minutes everyone has prayed. But when he first suggested this, a cardinal got mad.
在东北,
in the northeast, so this cardinal kicked him out of the church.
非常难过,
and John Song was very sad.
第二个城市,
in the second city,
宋桑街祭子文,
so John Song and Andrew Ji asked them to pray.
那个城市的牧师很开放,
and the pastor of that church was pretty open.
他说很好啊,
he said, that's great. Then in this way, all of us can learn how to pray. And later on, it became a trend. When Bethany evangelistic team toured the 18 provinces of China, thousands upon thousands of lukewarm Christians got fired up. And it became a movement to pray out loud in China.
有没有不好的副作用呢?
Now, are there any bad
有,
side effects? Yes.
有的人变成习惯大喊大叫好像在骂上帝一样的。
Some people got into the habit of screaming and yelling as if they're yelling at God.
我求你做工, 这不对的,
this is not correct.
你敢不敢到总统府? 总统, 你一定给他打一巴掌, 我告诉你,
you don't dare say that to President Bush in this way.
我开声祷告,
so, praying out loud is okay.
但是还是规矩,
but you better do it
恳切,
with reverence and earnestly.
不要用大喊大叫,
don't scream aloud to Amen. And then you ask, does the Bible have incidents of open mouth prayer?
在哪里呢?
Where? Acts chapter 4, the last
part.
And they prayed out loud with
great voice.
Creator and Lord of the heavens. Please protect your servants.
And
they will preach your word with boldness.
另一方面用神迹奇事印证你的工作。
And on the other hand, please confirm your work with miracles.
所以同声祷告。
And they prayed in the same voice.
圣经是有根据。
Yes, there is a biblical context.
昨天你说真理不需要证明还是真理。
Yesterday you said that truth doesn't need to be proven because it is still true.
但是你说我们的信仰不能没有根据。
But then you also said that our faith cannot not have a foundation. It has to be based on facts. But this question of God exists.
虽然用基督来说是真理,
even though from a Christian perspective, God's existence is a truth,
不需要证明的,
and it is something that we don't have to prove.
但是要使人相信,
but in order for people to believe,
在难以证明的情况下, 怎样使非基督徒相信呢?
How do you make a non-Christian believe in something that cannot be verified?
那你受骗了,
now you have been fooled.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为每一个人都相信上帝存在。
Because everybody believes that there is a God.
那时候你证明给我看,
those who say, prove it to me,
他也是相信上帝存在,
they also believe in God's
existence. 那为什么他是请你证明给我看呢?
Then why do they say, prove it to me?
因为他看看你是用什么渠道来说服人的。
Because he wants to know by what method do you try to persuade him.
上帝存在不必证明的,
God's existence doesn't have to be proven.
也没有可能证明,
it is also impossible to be proven.
那有没有根据呢?
But is there any factual
basis? 根据不等于是证明。
Factual basis is not the same as a proof.
证明这个字太低级了。
A proof is a low level endeavor.
你说我用证明我是我爸爸的孩子。
So how about I try to prove that I am my father's son?
怎么证明呢?
How do you prove it?
从前的人说一张出生字来做证明。
In the past we say, well, here's a birth certificate.
你相信纸可以证明人吗?
Do you think a piece of paper can prove a human being?
纸可以证明人吗?
Can a piece of paper prove a human being?
这个字是用得太烂了。
Because this is too broad usage.
但我们相信这个纸是有功效。
Well, this piece of paper does have a certain effect.
因为你相信,
Because you first have to believe that this piece of paper is effective. So because of that, you say, well, there's an existence of this piece of paper, that's
proof.
It is not the fact that this piece of paper is a proof, but it is my faith in this piece of paper.
你明白吗? 但是呢, 用DNA证明,
now, you say, let me prove it with DNA.
怎么可以用纸证人呢?
How can you use a piece of paper to prove a man?
这是很迷信的事情,
that's superstition.
一张纸可以证明一个人某月某日生,
how can a piece of paper prove that this 不是, man was born on this day, on this day?
是你相信那张纸写的是合法的信心,
because you first believe that this piece of paper is legitimate, it is legal, and so you believe.
上帝存在不存在啊?
Does God exist?
我证明给你看,
I'll prove it to you.
你一证, okay? 他也不信,
the more you try to prove it, the more he doesn't believe.
怎么证都有漏洞,
because every attempt at proving will have problems.
是给他机会来讥笑,
it'll give him an opportunity to mock you.
就纽约发生一件事情,
at New York, there was this incident.
你们刚才不知道, 我告诉你好不好?
You probably didn't remember this,
纽约有一个火柴盒 39层的高, 旁边白的, 中间黑的, 那个高高 39层楼的, 叫做联合国大厦, 知道吗?
There's this United Nations building right in New York.
全世界最大的火柴盒,
this is the biggest matchbox in the whole world.
有一次开大会的时候,
now, during one of their meetings,
苏联从前的克鲁晓夫 跑进去演讲,
Khrushchev went in to give a talk.
他演讲的时候破纪录,
and he broke a record in his talk.
因为他第一次用苏联鞋打桌子,
because he took off his shoe and he banged the table with his shoe.
叫大家要安静,
he asked people to be quiet.
那是苏联人大出鞋威风的一次,
and that was the first time, was the one time that they really showed themselves off.
让他下飞机的时候,
so when he got off the plane,
有一个美国人,
an American,
他不管你克鲁晓夫, 克鲁晓娘,
he says, I don't care who you are,
你什么苏联不苏联,
whether you're the USSR or what,
美国人是民主自由讲话是很自由的,
in America, we speak freely, there's freedom of speech.
下飞机的时候,
so when he came off the plane,
这个一张对过来,
the band came over,
然后这个记者就问他,
and this reporter asked him,
welcome to United States, Mr. Khrushchev. I heard that you are an atheist.
听说你是一个无神论者,
are you?
你是不是一个无神论者?
Are you an atheist?
你是否一个无神论者?
Yes, I am an atheist.
是的,我是一个无神论者。
Truly you are atheist?
你是真的吗?
Who knows deep in your heart you believe God's existence?
谁知道在你的心里深处你知道神的存在?
Simply you are a Communist Party member.
但因为你是共产党员,
so you deny that and say I am an atheist.
所以你否认你说你自己是个无神论,
他怎么回答你说?
How did he respond?
他说, God knows I am an atheist.
他说神知道我是一个无神论,
你真的相信世界上有无神论吗?
Do you really believe that you're an atheist?
如果真的有无神论的人,
because if you're really an atheist,
毛泽东为什么说 I'm going to see God soon?
Why did Chairman Mao say I'm going to see God soon?
我说毛泽东，他说毛主席， 因为他很尊重毛泽东，毛泽东对这个 Edgar Snow 两次这样讲，
毛泽东 said this twice to Edgar Snow.
我要不久要去见上帝了，
he said pretty soon I'm going to see God.
你应该问他说买票了没有，
so he asked him have you got the ticket.
好了，这个问题解答完了，
okay, we'll stop here.
现在还再一两条好吗？ 感谢上帝让我亲自听见你的讲道， 我圣经说的道成肉是上帝寻找人， 不是人寻找上帝。 中国人认为基督教是西方人的宗教， 中国传统的神， 灵崇拜， 主间崇拜， 道教， 儒教， 去东汉时传入中国的佛教， 已经成为中国人几百年至上千年的信仰。 基督教中的景教， 唐朝便传入中国， 包括边遮的内蒙古， 发现了唐代的也自然代明清时代的景教遗物，为什么基督教不能像佛教那样深得人心，进这个上帝在寻找中国的方面，为什么允许他们信奉他神，在中国的师什么，
在中国
传教为什么会困难重重？ OK， 这问题相当有思想的问题。
The question is, since the Nestorian Christians have...
So
why is it so hard for Chinese to become Christians? God's word is God's seeking after man. So when the Nestorian Christianity first came into China, they came probably in the 7th century.
John of Monte Calvino 的时候,
during John of Monte Calvino, in the 11th century, they sent missionaries into Mongolia. And then they went to Beijing.
有明朝的时候,
during the Ming Dynasty,
清朝的时候,
Qing Dynasty, many Catholic missionaries were sent to China,
包括 Matteo Ricci,
including Matteo Ricci, and many other great missionaries.
基督教到中国来,
when Christianity came to China,
是一个叫做Miller的人,
came through a man called Miller.
到死的时候,
and by the time he died, China's doors were still not open. So before he died, he exclaimed,
"Stone, stone, when are you going to open your door for my Lord?"
他说, 石头啊, 石头啊, because China would not open its door. He died in Macau. And later on, a man by the name of Morrison was sent to China. And during after the Opium War, there were 5 ports that were forcibly opened up. And more Protestant missionaries came into China. And in the 1840s, the first Chinese church was built.
在哪里呢?
Where was it built?
在厦门新街。
It was built in Xiamen.
这个礼拜堂现在还在。
This church is still here.
它在中华第一圣堂, 原来的那块石头, 给这一个呢, 文化大革命的时候, 那些红卫兵把它丢掉。
But the board with the name of the church has been thrown away during Cultural Revolution.
The first holy church building of China. 中华第一圣堂已经被他拿掉，现在换了一个是新的，我已经去看了。They
changed it, but they now have a new plaque.
为什么呢？传福音这么难。Why
is it so difficult to share the gospel？福音本是与人的思想相悖的一种观念。Because the gospel goes contrary to human thinking.
没有一次传福音到一个地方是很容易的。It
is never easy preaching the gospel to anywhere.
在第三世纪的时候。
In the 3rd century,
St. Patrick 到爱尔兰去传道,
when St. Patrick brought the gospel to Ireland,
一下子就很多人信了,
instantly, a lot of people believed.
我到爱尔兰去看他的坟墓,
I went to Ireland to see his tomb.
那么呢,
later on, Wesley, John Wesley wrote this.
他说怎么可能 St. Patrick 传福音这么容易被人接受呢?
He wrote, "How is it possible for St. Patrick so easily to preach the gospel?" There's only 2 reasons. He probably preached the wrong thing. That's why it was so easy to be accepted. Secondly, probably when he preached, the devil fell asleep and forgot to interfere. So it will always be very difficult to preach the gospel. Why do Chinese so easily accept Buddhism?
中国人的本土文化里面, 从孔子、老子、墨子、诸子百家的思想里面, 找不到永恒的观念。
Because in the thinking of the Chinese scholars, Confucius, Mencius, Laozi, there is no concept of eternity.
没有办法解释死了到哪里去。
They cannot explain where you're going after you die.
所以就从佛教借来永生观。 敬拜观、道德观。So
they transplanted the concept of eternity from Buddhism into their religion.
唐朝的玄奘到印度去。
In the Tang Dynasty, this monk 玄奘 went to India
去取经,
to bring back the holy books.
还是站着人去寻找的地方。But
still, it is man seeking after the truth.
很可惜的, 自从郑和 不再下西洋,
unfortunately, ever since Cheng Ho stopped going down south,